You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. The Central Elections Committee on Wednesday, by 17 votes in favour and 10 against, disqualified Ram Balad, one of the country's two main Arab-Israeli parties, from running in the upcoming elections, after voting in favour of a petition to have the party banned. The committee also voted to disqualify Ofer Kassif, a Jewish member of the other Arab-Israeli party, Hadash Tal. The decisions went against the recommendation of Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit. The Supreme Court will have the final say. The petition against Balad Ram was filed by the Likud, Yisrael Beitenu and Otzma Yehudit parties, which claimed that the Arab-Israeli party is seeking to eliminate Israel as a Jewish state and supports the violent Palestinian resistance of Hezbollah, and most of its members are supporters and backers of terror. Earlier on Wednesday, the committee voted to reject petitions to disqualify the Jewish extremist party, Otzma Yehudit, despite Avichai Mandelblit advising that Otzma lawmaker Michael Ben-Ari be banned. On Friday, a rocket from Gaza set off warning sirens in the southern Eshkol Regional Council as it landed in an open field, causing no injuries or damage. In response, the Israeli Air Force carried out several strikes in the Gaza Strip, hitting a Hamas military base in the south of the territory and underground infrastructure in the north. Also on Friday, thousands of Palestinians took part in violent protests along the border, and two men, whom the IDF said were carrying a knife and a hand grenade, were arrested after crossing into Israel from the northern strip. The two infiltrators broke through the security fence and evaded capture for approximately half an hour, forcing the IDF to bring additional troops to the area, as well as local communities to go on high alert and call up their volunteer security forces. Police sappers were also called to the Israel-Gaza border yesterday to defuse a warhead from an anti-tank missile carried into Israel attached to a balloon, and there was a further alert last night. Former IDF Chief of Staff and Defence Minister Moshe Ya'alon, third on the election list for the Blue and White Alliance, said yesterday, "Hamas understands that we are before elections and that we're not hoping for a war, and it is exploiting the situation against us. Hamas does not want an escalation, that when they shoot about 470 rockets and we do not respond, this is the root of the calamity." Former Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman, head of the Israel Beitenu party, which is currently waning in election polls, warned that the situation along the Gaza border and in other areas could get much worse and may even lead to the outbreak of a major war. He said what is happening in the south is capitulation to terrorism, the neglect of security in the north, the surrender to terror in the south, the growing coordination between Hamas and Hezbollah may bring us within 2 years to a much more dangerous situation than even on the eve of the Yom Kippur War. Their comments come after an Egyptian delegation led by Ayman Badia, the deputy chief of the Egyptian General Intelligence Services, visited Gaza and Israel this week. He relayed the message to Gazan leaders that although the economy in Gaza continues to deteriorate, with exactly a month until Israeli elections, Israel has no intention of making major concessions to Gaza. His message was that Benjamin Netanyahu has no desire as either prime minister or defense minister to undertake any dramatic moves that would lead to a calmer and more stable status quo between Israel and Hamas in Gaza while he campaigns for another term in office. But there will be some small gestures, such as increased hours of electricity, to prevent a major conflagration. Police on Thursday recommended that Likud MK and former coalition chairman David Bitan be indicted on multiple corruption charges, including bribery, fraud and money laundering. Police said their two-year investigation has yielded sufficient evidence to charge the key ally of Prime Minister Netanyahu with accepting money in exchange for political favours while he served as an MK and as deputy mayor of Rishon LeZion. Ahead of April 9th elections, Netanyahu has zoned in on prominent Arab lawmaker Ahmed Tibi. Slumping in the polls after the announcement of his pending corruption indictment, the Prime Minister is portraying Tibi as a threat to national security. Using his own nickname, Netanyahu has been repeating a campaign mantra, Bibi or Tibi. The Blue and White Coalition, led by Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid, and without a clear ideological direction, is currently polling at around 35 seats, ahead of Likud's 30. The Labour Party has slumped from its current 19 seats to single digits in most polls, amid factional infighting and the rise in Gantz's popularity. Recognising that it will not be a serious contender to lead the government, Labour MK Shelley Yakimovich said her party would definitely recommend Gantz as the next Prime Minister. Labour MK Omer Bar-Lev said it would play a leading role in a Gantz-led coalition. He predicted the president will task Benny Gantz with forming a government, and a strong Labour Party will be the conscience and social and diplomatic compass within the ideological chaos that is blue and white. Police accused some of the Israelis who joined Women of the Wall's monthly prayer service at the Western Wall on Friday of deliberately creating friction and provocation and exacerbating the clashes with thousands of ultra-Orthodox worshippers who had flocked to the site to protest the women's presence. A police spokesman said that a group who came to support Women of the Wall as they held special prayers to celebrate the 30th anniversary of their first gathering decided to hold a mixed gender service in the plaza behind the gender segregated prayer section, in contrast to the request of police that they pray in the women's section that had been allocated for them. Women of the Wall director Leslie Sachs flatly denied the authorities' version of events. Sachs said her organization spoke with police earlier in the week, telling them exactly where the Western Wall rabbi, Shmuel Rabinovich, had ordered them to pray and requesting protection from anticipated harassment, which indeed ended up taking place. Despite the police's claim that there was an area reserved for Women of the Wall in the women's section, no such cordoned off section was set up for them. A spokeswoman accused authorities of neglecting their safety. The Women of the Wall's statement also criticised Rabinovich for refusing to sign off on a speaker system, which they requested as the number of their expected attendees made them eligible for the broadcast system. Instead, Rabinovich allowed a group in the men's section to operate their own speaker system, which was used to drown out the service on the other side of the gender divider. Several Haredi rabbis also organised thousands of female Haredi students to flock to the Kotel Plaza in order to disrupt the women's prayers. Tel Aviv is testing out a new zombie traffic light system designed to save smartphone users too absorbed to look up and see the signals. The lights will appear on the footpath itself. The phenomenon of pedestrians getting injured because they walk into traffic while focused on their phones is too serious to be ignored. Jerusalemites were startled to hear loud sounds of a poultry yard in the centre of town late yesterday morning. Looking skywards, we were able to see the migration of hundreds of migrating cranes flying northward in formation after spending the winter in Israel. Jerusalem is not usually on their flight path, and it was a marvellous sight that lasted only a few minutes. And Israeli scientists' eyes are also turned skyward as they follow the progress of the Bereshit spacecraft on its way to the moon. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.